That's the pasuk at the beginning of the parsha. Says the Beis Halevi, there's a medrash that connects this pasuk to a pasuk in Iyov. Kate sam lachosach. Pasuk in Iyov. So the medrash explains, Kate sam lachosach. There was a time, a sentence, a dateline, how long Yosef would be in prison. Once that time came, uparo cholen. What's the kavan of the medrash? What's the message here that the medrash is trying to convey to us? This is the Beis Halevi in the first piece in Beis Halevi, Parshas Miketz, that we often confuse cause and effect. We read the story here and we assume, well, basically, how did Yosef get out of prison? Came this day, Paro couldn't understand his dream, nobody could interpret it. Finally, Sarah Mashkim comes forward and Yosef gets brought to Paro. And Yosef interprets a dream, and that's how he got free. So the Medrash says it doesn't work that way. It's the other way around. Yosef was in prison. Hashem knew he had to be in prison X number of years. He had to be an extra 2 years because he trusted in Sarah Mashkim. The time was up. Now he's to be released from prison based on the Kate Sam Lachoshech. As a result of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that Paro had a dream. This is the way to facilitate Yosef's release. So now that Paro had his dream, now it's going to be possible for Yosef to come out of prison. This is the way the world works, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already preordained how things should work, and just the way we see it, we attribute a cause to what we think is the cause. Really, that cause could be the effect. It could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that happen in order to bring about a preordained destiny. I was always thinking in this vein that we think about Chanukah, of course. We speak about Choshech is Golas Yavan, the Choshech al Pnei Sahom, Hachshichai Neim Shal Yisrael, the darkness of Golas, the Golas Yavan, and all that it brought with it, the culture camp and the battle, and finally the victory of the Chashmonaim and rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. And we imagine, like, obviously they took the initiative that they did, Baruch Hashem, they had the Siyata Deshmaya, but in a certain way you can view it from the opposite angle as well. Kate Soma Choshech, there was a Golas Yavan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not allow that to win. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make something emerge in order to put an end to that golus, in order to allow that Kar Yisrael and Torah can continue, that Lashkicham Torah Secha cannot be a reality, Kibos Yishachach Mipizaro, the Torah itself gives us the Haftacha. The vehicle for that were the Chashmonaim. They stepped in, and to their credit, Al Yidei Kohanach HaKadoshim. But it's not just about what they did and how they received Siyata Dishmaya, it's also that there was already a Sarusa de Le'ela from before, Ketzam Lachoshach. There has to be a Kiyum to Torah, because Baruch Hu would not allow it otherwise. And Nemela, the initiative came through them, because Baruch Hu gave them the Sarusa de Lesata in order to step in when they did, in order to fight against Yavin, in order to bring about the end of the Choshach of the Golas Yavin. Good Shabbos.